Our radio play for this week is entitled Big Time. It is a dramatization suggested by a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational training magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Our scene is in a hall where an audition is being held for the agents who booked the talent for vaudeville. A pretty girl turns to a young man sitting quietly on a windowsill, oblivious to the confusion around him.
Excuse me. Could you tell me the time?
Hmm? Oh, certainly. It's about a quarter after one.
Yes, Bob. Isn't it fierce the way they make us hang around? You'd think they'd treat us professionals with more respect.
Yeah, I should think they'd treat you better, but that wouldn't help me any. I'm not a professional yet. You see, this is my first attempt to go in vaudeville.
Honest?
Yep, honest and true.
Well, then, I may as well confess. It's mine, too.
Yeah? I certainly would never know it.
Oh, thank you.
Are you a singer?
No. I'm what's known in this business as a hooker, a dancer.
Oh, you're one of those girls who gets thrown around the stage by a couple of Tarzans and leopard skins.
Oh, no. I'm a tap dancer. What's your specialty?
Well, I haven't any specialty. I just sing.
Oh, a crooner.
No, I sing with a quartet. The Notable Four.
Oh.
Now, don't try to be polite and tell me you've heard of it.
Well, tell the truth, I was just about to say I never had.
Notable Four, you're next.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Miss. I don't know your name.
Penelope Bancroft. Make it Penny.
Oh, thanks, Penny. Mine's Joe. Oh, now, don't go away. I want to talk to you some more.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. I'm sticking around. I want to hear you sing.
Come on, Joe, hurry up. Comic's doing his stuff now. We've got to be ready to start right in.
Right. And so she says, Mrs. O'Brien, you listen to me. Ancestors is a people you sprang from, is they? Well, I'll have you know the Donahue's is a stock that springs from nobody. They spring at them.
All right.
And next door to her is my friend Dennis.
All right, that's enough. Huh? Next is the Notable Four. All right, boys, do your stuff.
Sailing over the fountain main, oh, many a stormy wind shall blow a deck from home again. Sailing, sailing over the fountain main, oh, many a stormy wind shall blow a deck from home again. Oh, but as the wind blows free, a pleasant gale is all our need. And soon across the ocean clear, a bell and bark shall bravely cheer.
How could I leave? Hey, you boys are good.
Do you really think so, Penny?
I really do, Joe. I bet you get a booking.
Oh, I hope we get on the same bill.
Penny Bancroft. Mm. Penny Bancroft, Max.
Well, we'll soon know. Keep your fingers crossed, Joe.
Oh, all of them. And my knees, too.
All right.
I'll be watching you.
The next artist is Miss Penny Bancroft, rat-a-tapping.
Here's my music, Professor. Well, let's go.
Oh, thanks. Now, let's see who's next. Rollo, the skating wizard.
Hey, Miss Bancroft, may I have a word with you?
Oh, why, certainly.
I'm Jared Woodley. I just caught your act. I think you've got great possibilities.
Oh, do you really, Mr. Woodley?
I sure do. I think you'd go over big if you had the chance, and I've got the chance for you. I can book you for a tryout in Pottsburg the last half of next week.
Pottsburg.
Now, don't get no wrong ideas, young lady. I know Pottsburg ain't the broad white way, but it's a step to it. You make good in Pottsburg, and I'll get you so many bookings here in New York, you won't have time to take your grease off.
Honest, Mr. Woodley?
As honest as the day is long, baby. Now, here's a contract. 4 a day next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Star Theater, Pottsburg. Sign here.
Well, I don't know about...
Hey, listen, George Woodley don't offer contracts to everybody. I thought you were sincere in coming here and showing your stuff.
Well, I...
And are you lucky that little George dropped in today? What he told me I'd find some real talent today. Oh, I don't know. It's a gift, I guess. Discovering potential stars. Why, look at Shirley Temple, Eleanor Powell, Lawrence Tibbetts, Fred Astaire.
Oh, did you discover them?
Don't you want to see your name in lights too, Penny?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Well, then, sign on the dotted.
Yes, but Pottsburg...
Now, remember what I tell you. You make good there, and you're set for big time. There's lots worse places than Pottsburg, sweetheart. Take my advice and sign here. Believe me, you'll be on your way to heavy sugar.
Heavy sugar?
Big do-re-mi.
All right. Give me a pen. I'll sign.
Atta, girl. Now, there's your copy. Don't forget, the Star Theater, next Thursday morning.
I'll be there.
Rehearsal with the boys in the pit at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
See you then, baby.
Oh, hello, Mr. Woodley.
Hello, kid. I'm in a hurry. See you around.
Congratulations, Penny.
Oh, I'm glad you like me.
You bet I like you. But I didn't mean only on your dancing. I meant on the contract.
Isn't that great luck, though? How did you make out?
Oh, Mr. Woodley signed us up, too, while you were on doing your dance.
Then you got your wish. We'll both be on the same bill.
Pottsburg? Star Theater?
Star Theater, Pottsburg.
Oh, never mind, Penny. I thought it was well.
Thanks, Joe. Come to my dressing room after your number, will you?
Sure thing.
You're on, quartet.
Rumbling and rolling through the land.
The cork, the pain, the pounding, I hear it south of hand. I hear the parties rumbling and rolling through the land. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children. There's room for many or more.
Little David, play on your heart.
A dozen people in the whole house.
Well, maybe tonight will be a better crowd. Saturday nights are usually pretty good.
I hope so. But if it's anything like the past 2 days, Broadway seems farther off than ever.
Ah, you mustn't take it like that, Penny. At every show we've given here, the audiences have liked us.
Oh, yes. The audiences have liked us. Especially the 6 people out there this afternoon.
Penny, this experience has been worth everything to me. Because, well, because it's brought us together.
Oh, that's awfully sweet.
I've got to tell you this, Penny. I love you.
I love you, too.
You do?
Oh, say, that's all I need to know. Oh, Penny, you and me are going places. Gosh, nothing can stop us now.
Well, nothing can do us any good in this town.
Oh, listen, Penny, you're down kind of low.
Well, remember, Woodley's going to be out there tonight.
All right. Get out there and dance like you've never danced before. Didn't Woodley promise us lots of work if we make good?
Yes.
Well, then let's make good.
All right, Joe. I'll dance my feet off tonight.
Atta girl.
If you'll do something for me.
Sure I will. What is it?
You and the boys sing something that'll show your voice off. You've got a sweet tenor, Joe, but those shipping clerks are drowning you out.
Oh, gosh, I don't...
I'm telling you the truth, Joe. If you love me, you'll do as I ask.
Okay, Penny. Wait till tonight.
You could do it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, say, honey, did you get your salary check yet?
No. When did he get paid?
Gosh, I don't know. Oh, here comes Mr. Woodley now. Maybe he's got the good news.
Well, did we play Broadway, Mr. Woodley?
I was just coming to tell you, folks. I'm sorry, but the deal's off.
Huh?
The deal's off.
Why, you said that...
But I'd get you on Broadway if you made good. Well, you didn't make the grade. Too bad.
Why, the audience ate us up tonight. You heard the applause.
Yeah. That don't mean anything, kid. It's the reports from the manager we go by. Well, better luck next time. See you around.
Oh, say, wait a minute. Huh? Where's our salary for the 3 days?
Salary? What do you mean, salary? I got to the tryout date, didn't I? Here, read your contract. You don't get no salary.
Well,
well, I'll be doggone. He's got us, Penny. It says in small print that in consideration for a tryout, we waive any financial remuneration.
You kids get taken in by that racket, did you?
Racket?
Sure. There's loads of guys like him promise you tryouts and big time if you make good. But the catch is, you never make good, and he's filled in a split week for some theater.
Oh, don't cry, Penny. Come on, take it on the chin. We live and learn, that's all.
Hey, you too.
Hey, Penny, excuse me.
I'm glad I've got you together. I'm next Tyler of the Tyler Tab Show.
I caught your ex tonight, and you're both great.
Oh, thanks. Hey,
say, I've got a spot for the two of you in my next movie house unit, if you'll sign with me.
Will we?
Oh, wait a minute. Does the unit play Broadway?
Play Broadway? It opens on Broadway.
Mister, consider us signed.
Anyway, you, how can we clear this place with you
in the way? Well, wouldn't you think they'd treat us professionals with more respect?
The story which suggested this radio drama will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. It is typical of the many fascinating stories and articles appearing in this magazine, which is distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will give you further details about next Sunday's American Weekly.